Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, TheAstrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. And this show, like usual, is all about the planets this week. And we have a couple of planets changing sign this week. The first one is communication planet Mercury moved into Sagittarius. And the second headline of the week is love planet Venus moving into Scorpio, and I'm going to cover that throughout this show, and also talk about another aspect, or let's just say another influence, and that is an unusual influence where we have Saturn trining Uranus. So Saturn trining Uranus, it's happened three times. And this is the final time that it's going to happen. And I will cover that in the show. And as always, your weekly horoscope at the end of the show. So that's what this show is going to be about for tonight. It's all about the planets this week. And of course, in other shows, when the sun changes sign, it's all about, I dedicate that show to the sign of the time that's happening. So recently I just had a dedication show to all you Scorpios out there, and then next show will be for all you Sagittarians, and that will be November 21st. So that's coming up in a couple of weeks' time. But first of all, let me talk about what's happening this week. Oh, and before I do that, here in the US we've just had daylight savings time go off. So it's basically spring forward and then fall back. So that's how I always remember to put the clocks back and then have a bit of a sleep in. And also just another note before I move on to Mercury and Sag. What you can do is go to my website, theastrologer.com/chartwheel, and get a free chart wheel. So if you get your free chart wheel, you can follow along each week on each show that I talk about and where the planets are. So, for example, this week we've got Mercury moving into Sagittarius, Venus moving into Scorpio. If you're a Scorpio or a Sagittarius, this is going to be affecting you. Or if with Mercury into Sagittarius, it's an extra long cycle because Mercury will be turning retrograde, and I'm going to talk about that later on in the show. But if you're a mutable sign, and that's Gemini, Sag, Virgo, or Pisces, then this Mercury retrograde is really going to be affecting you. So it's good to follow along. Or if you have any other planets in any of the mutable signs, this will be affecting you as well. Venus in Scorpio, that's going to be affecting all of us, but more so for the fixed signs, and that's Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. Anyway, on that note, Mercury moving into, or not moving into, it moved into Sagittarius. That was yesterday, and that was, if you're a real stickler for detail, all you Virgos out there, Mercury moved into Sagittarius yesterday, 11:19 a.m. Pacific time, which of course is 2:19 p.m. Eastern time. So Mercury, as I said, it's in an extra long cycle this time because it's turning retrograde on December 2nd. And December 2nd, Mercury will be retrograde until December 22nd. And so just in time for the holidays. And of course, if you know anything about Mercury retrograde, then you know that it's all about confusion and misunderstandings. It's not so great for commerce because Mercury is the planet of commerce. And I would suggest doing your holiday shopping early. That's just a little word of advice. Do your holiday shopping early just to try and avoid the confusion or any sort of issues, or maybe even refunds, because, you know, retrograde always stands for redoing or anything that starts with RE. So just an explanation about Mercury. So Mercury is all about communication. It's all about not just verbal communication, but it's written communication, any sort of even subtle communication. So when I think of Mercury, I'm thinking of all different types of communicators, like the strong silent types, or the people that are just like chatty and witty, who can carry on a conversation with just about anyone. So that is what Mercury is all about, is the way that we communicate. So it's called the planet of communication. And in ancient mythology, Mercury was the messenger of the gods. So Mercury was the deliverer of the message. And you've heard that expression, don't shoot the messenger in the foot. You could sort of apply that to Mercury. Mercury's sort of like, I say he, but really Mercury's androgynous, but it's just easier to say he in this example. And so a lot of people have heard of Mercury retrograde. Actually, I'm quite surprised about the number of people that have heard about Mercury retrograde. And so it instills this sense of fear amongst people. And I don't know why I'm smiling about that. You can hear a smile in my voice, but it's like, it does instill a sense of fear. But the thing with Mercury retrograde, and particularly this Mercury just moving into Sagittarius, and then it's turning retrograde December 2nd. So as I said, if you're a mutable sign, it's going to be affecting you more so, and that's Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. So it's like, just be aware that sometimes Mercury retrograde does affect all of us, but sometimes more times than others. And so what that means is that this time, if you're a mutable sign, you need to take care. And so Mercury, hang on a second. Hopefully you can all hear me. I just had to mute my phone then. So Mercury moving into Sagittarius, this influence to me is like, as I said, Mercury's all about communication. And Sagittarius is a sign that likes to sort of shoot from the hip. So when you put those two keywords together, or those two types of influences, it's all about, I like to think of Mercury in Sagittarius as foot-in-mouth syndrome. So many of us will be affected at this time with Mercury in Sagittarius with foot-in-mouth syndrome. So it's like speaking before you think through the consequences. And, you know, Sagittarius is a fire sign, and the fire signs, Aries, Leo, Sag, they don't really think things through. They just sort of jump into stuff. If you think of the element of fire, it's all about just moving forward. There's no stagnation. There's nothing that's sort of holding it back. So if you put that together with like Mercury and Sag, it's all about communicating and just moving really fast. So anything that comes out of the mouth, typical Sagittarius, for all you Sagges out there, I will be doing a show for you on November 21st, so be sure to tune in then. But when you get Mercury Sagittarius, and then it's going to be retrograde throughout December, this is very much people not thinking before they speak, very much so. So we've just started the cycle. Mercury has just moved into Sagittarius. It's going to be an extra long cycle. It's going to be there through January, because typically Mercury really is only in a sign for 3 weeks, and then it moves into the next sign. It's got a very fast orbit around the sun. It's the closest planet to the sun. Typically, a year, if you're on Mercury, a year would be 88 days compared to 365 days on the Earth. So as I said, you know, Mercury has been long considered messenger of the gods. It's the closest planet to the sun. And from our perspective here on Earth, Mercury is always like one sign before or after, or the same sign as the sun. It's never further away. So basically, if you're a Sagittarian, your Mercury is either going to be in Scorpio, Sagittarius, or Capricorn. So it's always very, very close to the sun. And so Mercury goes retrograde about three times a year for about 3 weeks each time. And really, you can take Mercury retrograde as a warning to slow down or redo something. And also, typically with like planets, when they turn retrograde, it's all about redoing something from the past. Or sometimes, depending on the planet, especially when it's Venus, when Venus is retrograde, which is going to be next year, 2018, around October, it's somebody appearing from the past. So Mercury retrograde, not so much so, but usually it could mean like a communication from the past, or something that you thought was like dead and buried has been revived. I don't know if that's really a good a good terminology to use, but something appearing from the past. So we're still in Scorpio season. The sun is still in Scorpio. We still have Mercury and Jupiter in Scorpio. But we are approaching Sagittarius season. We're going to take a short break, so stay tuned, and I will continue with what to expect with Mercury in Sagittarius.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, Designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi there. Thanks for joining me. I'm Kelly Fox, your host and astrologer, and this is The Astrology Show. I'm talking about the planets this week and what's happening this week. The headlines are communications planet Mercury is moving into Sagittarius, and this is an extra long cycle. The reason being is because Mercury is going to be turning retrograde in December, from December 2nd through the 22nd. And also this week we've got love planet Venus moving into Scorpio, and that is happening tomorrow, Tuesday. So Venus will be in Scorpio until, let me see here, of course, December 1st. I just needed a reminder on that one. So I'm going to cover that in just a moment, what to expect when Venus is in Scorpio. Now back to Mercury in Sagittarius. So just before the break, I was talking about Mercury in Sagittarius and what to expect. So if you put all the keywords together, and this is just a general good rule for astrology anyway, you take the keywords or characteristics for each of the influences. So for example, you've got Mercury, which is planet of communication. And you put that together with Sagittarius, the sign that it just moved into. And Sagittarius is a fire sign, and it's very much shoot from the hip. So when you put together communication, not really thinking things through, that's what we can expect. More of a challenge for the mutable signs. Gemini, Virgo, of course, not so much Sag, but Pisces. Pretty good for the fire signs, Aries and Leo, and of course, Sagittarius. Now, so just a little bit on Sagittarius. And I'm thinking through some Sagittarius people that I know, not mentioning any names, of course, not on air, but you know who you are. So Sagittarius, the symbol of Sagittarius is the archer. So the archer, or also the centaur, and the centaur is a mythological creature, half human, half horse, very sporty, very fun-loving. Sagittarius is also the truth seeker of the zodiac. So it'd be interesting to put that truth seeking energy together with Mercury, planet of communication. Because when I think of Sagittarius and the Sagittarians I know, they're always like aiming for the truth or shooting arrow after arrow. Because if you think of the centaur, shooting arrows, or even the archer shooting arrows, aiming for the horizon, shooting arrow after arrow, aiming for the horizon. And that's sort of how Sagittarians operate in life. They're striking out into the unknown, like far-reaching, idealistic, vision of the possibilities inherent in the universe. How about that? So when you put together Mercury, planet of communication, with Sagittarius, where it will be through January, you get, let's just say, you get a philosophical view on life, like a broader perspective. Where's my mute button? Just hold on a second. Okay, I'm back with you. So when you get Mercury, planet of communication, with Sagittarius, you get a broader vision of life, like a higher perspective. Also during this time, anything to do with overseas, teaching or learning, adventuring, travel. It's a great time to plan for travel, and especially we've got the holiday season coming up. The holiday season, people are traveling anyway during this time. So this is all great uses of when Mercury's in Sagittarius. So it's sort of like broadening our worldview and exploring like a wide variety of subjects and topics. And then there's sort of like many of us will be wanting to expose ourselves to new ideas and perspectives. And as I keep saying, it's like a philosophical energy And it's like, it's sort of like joining the dots from a higher level. It's we get philosophical at this time. Many Sagittarians make great philosophers, you know, sort of like, what is the meaning of life? And this will be definitely spurred on when Mercury is in Sagittarius. And also, here's another thing. It's like when Mercury is in Sagittarius, forget about the details. It's sort of like we're not in Virgo season anymore. We're more about forgetting about details, facts, figures. It's sort of like less interesting to us now. We're making decisions based on intuition rather than logic, even analysis. It's not a great time for that. It's really a great time when Mercury is in Sagittarius, and particularly when it's retrograde, to focus on, you know, the ideal vision of the future, to figuring out, not so much about figuring out the detailed steps to get to where we're going, but more so looking at like brainstorming or just life from a higher perspective. You know, start from there, and then planning and the practicality can come later, particularly in December when Saturn moves into Capricorn. Saturn is, I'll cover that later in another show closer to December, but Saturn, Lord of Karma, Lord of sort of you reap what you sow type of energy. Saturn is also the planet of structure. Will be moving into its own sign of Capricorn on December 19th. And so that's really when it's time to sort of have the dreams now with Mercury in Sag, and then sort of mid-December on when Saturn moves into Capricorn, it's all about really taking the steps to get there, taking the action steps, and planning and being very practical and realistic. So at this time with Mercury in Sag, it's not about being realistic, it's about being idealistic instead. Also, there's a lot of optimistic thinking around Mercury in Sag, and then having faith in like positive outcomes is very characteristic of, it's a great characteristic of this transit. Oh, the other thing, when Mercury is in Sagittarius, it's about not exaggerating and not blowing something out of proportion, but really capturing people's attention. It's like we can be very good storytellers at this time. I'm thinking of a few people that I know that have Mercury in Sagittarius, and I can be entertained for hours and hours just listening to, okay, a little bit exaggerated because the ruler of Sagittarius is Jupiter. Jupiter is the planet of excess. But on the flip side, it's also about optimism and entertaining. So it's like, yeah, some of us might be telling some tall tales, but all in the spirit of good fun. You know, other people might be making like broad, generalized statements, you know, that can't be backed up with any sort of hard evidence. But the thing is that, again, there's a flip side to everything. And of course, with astrology is no exception. But it's like, it's sort of like on the flip side of Mercury in Sagittarius can be dogma. People might be dogmatic at this time. You know, only their truth is the truth. It's the only truth. So just be aware of that with this influence. But really, it's not negative. It's nothing to be scared of, even though Mercury is turning retrograde, which can be sort of scary sometimes. It's more about taking a step back and looking at a situation from a higher level, because sometimes when we're caught up in the day-to-day of life dealing with stuff, it's harder to see it from a broader point of view. So this is what this influence is doing for us. It's helping us to see something from a higher level. Also, with Mercury in Sagittarius, it's a great time to brush up on any sort of foreign language skills, because Sagittarius is the sign of different cultures, overseas places, and so it's a great time to brush up on foreign language skills. As I said before, travel. It's sort of a bummer that Mercury is going to be retrograde in Sagittarius during the holiday season. Although it turns direct on the 22nd, so maybe we're saved just by a few days. It's a great time to learn about foreign cultures. signing up to a class or a course is a good use of this energy as well. And as I said, Mercury retrograde gets the blame for everything, it seems, but really it's all about miscommunication, misunderstandings. Luckily, it only happens 3 times a year. And really the energy is, because it's an inner planet, the energy of Mercury is not heavy hitting like an outer planet. So the closer the planet is to the sun, the less heavy hitting and intense the energy is. So I guess that's a good thing. But of course, the typical rules, and I'll cover this during the week of December 2nd when Mercury does turn retrograde, I will cover this again. But the rules of Mercury retrograde are typically don't buy electronics at this time, don't upgrade your phone at this time. Although that said, it's sort of like, well, you know, the phone is a replacement, and with Mercury retrograde, anything starting with RE is sort of okay during this time. But really, there's a lot of snafus and things being held back or things going backward. Now, when Mercury is retrograde in Sagittarius, this is all about people being opinionated, is my opinion, I would say. So Mercury in Sagittarius, when it's retrograde, is about dogma and people being opinionated and, as I said, inserting one's foot into one's mouth, things just blurting out of people's mouths at this time. And it is anyway with Mercury in Sag. And also, sometimes we're just, as I said, we're shooting from the hip, so we're not really, the facts aren't really coming out of our mouth. It's sort of like our opinions more than any sort of factual information. So let's not get hot under the collar with anybody who is sprouting off their opinions. They might be just misguided. Maybe we can help set people straight, but in, of course, a very nice way. Also, this energy is about being self-righteous. What's another word of saying self-righteous? Maybe just plain annoying. And nobody likes a smarty pants. And on that note, we're going to take a short break. After the break, I will continue with this week's energy, so stay tuned.
Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi there, this is Kelly Fox, your host and astrologer, talking about the planets this week. Just before the break, I was talking about Mercury in Sagittarius, and it's going to be an extra long cycle because Mercury turns retrograde on December 2nd, where it will be until December 22nd. So with this extra long Mercury cycle, what can we be expecting? Well, I'm just going to go through what to expect for each of the signs. So if you're an Aries, for you, this is all about overseas places, publishing, any sort of legality as well. So anything that hasn't been dealt with previously, especially in the legal realm, you need to take care of that. The Taurus, this is all about shared resources, taxes, inheritance, any sort of insurance, anything that you share with somebody else financially. If you're a Gemini, the focus for you will be on your marriage and business partnerships, taking care of those, any sort of agreement around that. If you are a Cancer, health, diet and fitness is a good focus for you. If you're a Leo, this is about romance and courtship and entertainment and children and any sort of creativity. If you are a Virgo, your focus when Mercury is in Sagittarius and also when it's retrograde in December will be around the home, family and parents. If you're a Libra, the Mercury in Sagittarius and the retrograde cycle throughout December, this is all about paying attention to the detail. Even though I said Mercury in Sagittarius prefers the big picture, this is about paying attention to the detail. And also anything to do with siblings or neighbours might come back to you, so you need to work through that. If you're a Scorpio, this is all about money, spending and saving money. And if you're a Sag, this is about you and your appearance and how other people see you. If you're a Capricorn, during this time, you need to pay attention to your subconscious mind and pay attention to your dreams. If you're an Aquarian, friends from the past may come back, so be prepared for that. Also, groups online and offline. And finally, if you're a sweet Pisces, the focus for you when Mercury is in Sagittarius is around your career and your achievements. So just also be careful with your career or your job, Pisces, because with the Mercury retrogrades in December, you might have to redo something. So anything that you've started now or this week, you might have to redo throughout December. So just pay attention to what's going on this week for you. Okay, moving right along. Tomorrow, Tuesday, we have love planet Venus moving into Scorpio, where it will be until December 1st. Now, this is great news for the water signs or anybody that has planets in water signs. So Venus, just taking a step back here, Venus is the planet of love and romance. And so Venus is all about pleasure, bringing people together, uniting them. It's harmonious. It's how we socialize. It rules not just love and dating, but also friendships, partnerships, any sort of social gathering, party. Venus is also the planet of money and finances. So where your Venus, what sign Venus is in at the time you were born, can really shed some light on your attitude around money. And as I said at the beginning of the show, if you don't have your natal chart or you have not had your natal chart done or you haven't seen your natal chart, I urge you to get a free natal chart from my website, theastrologer.com/chartwheel. And then each week on the show, you can follow along when I talk about the influences of the week and see how they're affecting you. So where Venus lies in your chart influences how you approach any kind of partnership. So that's, and it's not just about you, it's about anybody that's in your life. You can find out so much about people in your life based off where the planets are in their chart, and also how they like to spend or save money. Now, Venus, as I just said, it's a planet of love. It's moving into Scorpio tomorrow, where it will be until December 1st. And so Scorpio is a really intense sign. The sun is in Scorpio right now, as is Mercury and Jupiter. So we have a lot of Scorpio influence at this time. So if you think about the symbol of Scorpio, it is symbolized by the scorpion. And if you think about it closely, that poisonous tail that can lash out at a moment's, or actually not even a moment's notice, at no notice. If a Scorpio is upset with you, you will know it. It might not be obvious at first, but Scorpio being a fixed sign, they can take their time with things. Let's just say that. And if you missed, let me see, if you missed the show what's the date on the show that I did dedicated to Scorpio? Was it last week or the week before? The 23rd. If you missed October 23rd show that I dedicated to Scorpio, be sure to go to the Om Times archive and listen to that show and have all the Scorpios you know listen to that show as well. It was everything Scorpio. So Scorpio is a fixed water sign and it's ruled by both Mars and Pluto. Now, Mars is the god of war and Pluto is lord of the underworld, okay? You put that energy together with Venus, planet of love, and if that gives you any indication of what to expect, well, there you have it. And so so when you've got Scorpio, Venus in Scorpio, Scorpio, I wouldn't like to have Scorpio as an enemy, put it that way. I have a lot of Scorpio friends. They make fantastic friends. And it's better to be on the right side of Scorpio, just put it that way. So when you get Venus, planet of love, together with Scorpio, this is all about intimacy and passion. And so it's not anything to do with anything superficial. And if you know any Scorpios in your life, if you have any Scorpios in your life, you'll know that they're not superficial people. They're very deep and intense, and they need to get to the truth. So when you put that together with Venus, planet of love, there won't be much patience for casual dating if you're single. It's more about getting deeply involved with just one person. And it's about like revealing the core of who you are, I guess is one way to say it. So there's very much an intensity of feeling at this time. And that intensity of feeling or emotion can scare the lighthearted away. Because Scorpio doesn't like to conceal emotion and very much doesn't like to hold back. So you get the planet of love with the most intense sign of the zodiac, Scorpio, throughout the rest of the month until December 1st. And then you have some pretty intense energies going here. So if you're in a partnership, it's an excellent time to deepen or strengthen your bond or your sense of trust with your partner. But also on the flip side of it, like there's always a flip side, you'll need to work through some shadow sides of this sign to get there. Now, the shadow of Scorpio is obsession, jealousy, betrayal, abandonment. So there might be some issues coming up depending on where this energy falls in your chart. That's the crucial part. It's one thing to have Venus, love planet Venus, moving into Scorpio, which affects all of us, but in very different ways, on very different levels. And so on a sun sign level, I said this is great for the water signs, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, because it's all about going really deep and feeling really emotionally connected to someone else. But if you're a fixed sign, you know, this energy might be pretty tough. And the fixed signs, Taurus, Leo, and Aquarius. Of course, Scorpio, but Scorpio's fine because it's in its own sign. So there might be some issues there. And again, if you're one of those sun signs or if you have planets in those signs, particularly the moon, moon signs, fixed moon signs, it might be a tough going for you this month because of Venus in Scorpio. Now, it's not all doom and gloom. Nothing's always doom and gloom. And again, if you have a water moon, Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces, this is great news for you. You can go really, really deep. There's nothing to be afraid of. But if you're a fixed sign, it's all about finding compromise. I mean, who enjoyed the full moon on Friday? We just had an amazing full moon in Taurus, and this Taurus full moon was very bright in the sky. And for the fixed signs, it's all about bringing the emotions to the surface and perhaps finding a compromise. Because anytime that there's some energy in a fixed sign, it's all about trying to find compromise. So the Taurus full moon that we just had brought not just money and financial issues to the forefront, but also about finding compromise with others. So there you have it. Venus will be in, love planet Venus will be in Scorpio until December 1st. And then from there, of course, Venus will be moving into Sagittarius throughout December, and it will also be sitting there with Mercury, which will also be in Sagittarius, but retrograde. Now, I wanted to move on to the next interesting influence that we've got going on this week. And typically with my shows each week, I talk about the ingresses, which means planets changing sign, lunations, new moons, full moons, and any eclipses, as we've just had throughout August, and also directions, which means when a planet changes direction, does it move forward or backwards? So really, they're the things I focus on throughout the shows each week. And then, of course, at the end of every show, I'm giving you your weekly horoscope. And, of course, you can get your horoscope, daily, weekly, monthly horoscope on the Om Times website. But sometimes what I do in the shows is if there's an aspect that's not either an ingress, a lunation, or a direction, but it's definitely noteworthy, like we're having on Saturday. And what's happening on Saturday is we have Saturn trining Uranus. Now, that doesn't sound like much in itself, but it's huge news. And so the reason it's huge news is because it's unusual. It doesn't happen very often. And so, this, I have to give the story of the Saturn forming a trine to Uranus. And so when Saturn's forming a trine to Uranus, we're going to take a break. And I think I'm going to save this story till after the break, and then I can start from the beginning. So stay tuned.
Your soul with waves of consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, this is the Astrology Show, and I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. And just before the break, I was just about to tell you all about Saturn trining Uranus. Now, this is really big news because it's an unusual aspect. So usually with aspects, they occur three times because of the retrograde cycle. So this aspect first happened December 2016. It was the first time Saturn formed a trine to Uranus. Now, Saturn is currently in Sagittarius and Uranus is in Aries. Now, the interesting thing is that Saturn is going to be moving into Capricorn on December 19th, where it will be for nearly 3 years. And Uranus is going to be moving into Taurus in May, I think it's like May 15th of 2018, where it will be for 7 years. So this is pretty big news because Saturn in Sagittarius forming a trine, Uranus in Aries. This is fantastic news for the fire signs. And anybody born like the later part of the fire signs, this is really great news. So Saturn forming a trine to Uranus. Now, the first time that this happened was December 24th, 2016. The second time was May 19th of this year. And on Saturday, it will be the final time. So if you are a sun sign, excuse me, if you're a fire sign born later half of the fire signs, or if you have your chart and you know that you have planets in fire signs, particularly towards the end, this is a really fantastic influence for you. So basically, the bottom line of this influence is the old coming together with the new. It's sort of like something that's previously happened. It's sort of like the conservative coming together with the non-conservative, the old with the new, and so on. So think back to December and what you were doing at that time or what was going on, and then something wanted to come about in May but didn't, but now it's finally coming about at this time. So I'm going to take a step back now and just explain what the energies mean. So Saturn, as I said earlier on in the show, that Saturn is the taskmaster planet. It's Lord of Karma. It can be very stern and guilt-inspiring. And it's about the structure of life. It's about working hard and reaping what we sow. If you could think about it like a parental figure, maybe it can be too severe at times because the punishment is always severe when it comes to Saturn. It's not about being carefree. It's about taking care of our responsibilities. It's like deferring the reward until later. Saturn forces us to roll up our sleeves. So what we have then is Saturn is all about keeping us on track and our karmic destiny, because Saturn is all about karma. It's the planet of being aware of what we're doing. It's not about checking out. It's about fully having us grounded in our body. Saturn really is the planet urging us to buckle down. So it's forming a trine to Uranus. Now, Uranus is the planet of rebellions and revolutions and earthquakes and volcanoes and anything that's unexpected or erupts with sudden, unpredictable force and changes life as we know it. Also, Uranus is about being unique. It's about inventions and improvements on tradition. So this goes really well with Saturn forming a trine to Uranus, because basically we can think about it like improving tradition, making things better or building on top of what's already there is probably a really great way of thinking about it. So with Uranus, it's very much about being unpredictable or breaking out of the mold, spreading our wings to fly. Challenging the validity of the status quo is another way of thinking about it. And so Uranus rules the sign of Aquarius. Now, when Saturn forms a trine to Uranus, that meaning is all about, changes occurring without the usual backlash of the rebellion. Excuse me. It's like there's an upheaval, but it doesn't have to be out of control. It means progress without disruption, moving ahead toward practical humanitarian goals with new and different applications or new ways of doing things. So it's like we're able to integrate the old and the new, like I said before, doing things that have never been done before, but on top of things that are already in place. It's sort of like all sorts of new practical uses, maybe for established technologies, can be found with this influence. And just think about things that are just changing and different. So it's like bringing a harmonious blend of change and stability into life, working within the rules and regulations, but in a different way, but like still enjoying the personal freedoms and working within, like within the boundaries, I guess is one way to say it. It's about responsibility, but not having it weigh us down like it might typically do. And also about leadership, because Saturn is about leadership. Saturn is about leadership and authority figures, but in a different way with the involvement of Uranus. So it's about changing circumstances in our life. But in a very orderly sort of fashion. It's not completely radical and out of control, just like Uranus might be by itself. Now, other aspects this week, on Thursday, we have the Sun sextile Pluto. So this is great for directing powerful energies towards worthy endeavors, which goes really well hand in hand with the Saturn trine Uranus. It's all about really channeling our energies in a very, very positive way. So all of that going on this week, which means with Venus in Scorpio, Mercury in Sag, and this Saturn trine Uranus, it's all about really having a lot of energy with the Sun sextile Pluto to make change happen. This is a great week for transformation. That's probably a great way to sum up the influences of the week. Now for your weekly horoscope. So if you're an Aries, think about your personal philosophy and the way you approach life. Are you a giver or a taker? Do you err on the bright side or always find pessimism, glass half empty, half full? Shaking up the way you think can do a lot to change your life. And of course, the key word for this week is change. If you're a Taurus, past hurts can be expelled if you are willing to confront them. This may involve forgiving someone who has hurt you or talking through difficult and painful issues with someone you trust. Reach out to those who can help. If you're a Gemini, friendships can be a real boost to your sanity, especially if your relationship is going through a tough patch. Trust a friend to tell you the way it is and to support you as you make the necessary changes to get your life back on track. If you're a Cancer, if you want greater success at work, you'll need to adjust the way you approach it. Can you streamline things to get more done, or should you be more assertive with your talents? You need to figure out what's holding you back and then address it. If you're a Leo, an urge for adventure could lead you astray, but it's helpful to indulge that urge in a controlled way. Sign up for adrenaline sports or book an exotic trekking vacation. Escape from the mundane in whatever way you can. If you're a Virgo, family rivalries can be soothed by reminding everyone that you're all on the same side. If you're a parent, warring children may worry you, but it's important that you allow them to sort out their differences. If you are a Libra, expect a healing vibe if your relationship is troubled. With open and honest communication, you can make a real difference. So speak from the heart and listen from the heart too. And don't give up on a good thing. You can fix this no matter how bad or scary or big it may seem. Now, if you're a Scorpio, you're being challenged this week to walk the walk and to practice what you preach. You're full of advice for others. How about taking some of your own medicine? Take a good look at where you're going wrong and think about what you would advise someone else. And also, you do have the planets on your side this week because love planet Venus is moving into Scorpio, into your own sign. If you're a Sagittarius, there's a creative side to you which is currently struggling to break free. Allow it out to play, even if that means going back to your childhood love of art and paint. Don't be afraid to get messy or to colour outside the lines. That shouldn't be too much of a challenge for you. But also with Mercury moved into your sign this week, make sure that you're also expressing yourself and that you're communicating, because you really do have Mercury on your side. But take care, as I keep harping on this show about Mercury turning retrograde in December. If you're a Capricorn, memories of a past life may hover at the edges of your consciousness, elusive but definitely there. It's a good time to see a regression therapist if you are so inclined. Meanwhile, think about the lessons you are here to learn. Now, as I was talking before, Saturn, Lord of Karma, is the ruler of Capricorn. So there's always some heavy stuff around this sign because of the ruling planet. Nothing too doomy gloomy, but sometimes Capricorn does have that reputation. But, you know, hard-working sign. Think of the symbol. As I always say to everyone, think of the symbol of the sign, and then you can get that energy. If you're an Aquarian, it's not about what you get, it's about what you give. Make an effort to contribute to your community in some way. And finally, if you're a Pisces, think about why you're doing the work you do. To earn money, but is there something more than that? You must find your purpose and your calling. If your work doesn't sing to you, this is the week to consider moving on. And that's it from me. This is the Astrology Show, and I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. Thanks for joining me.